After 8.5 years in Congress, Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz is stepping down from his post. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, although he's leaving the House, he plans to remain a voice in politics.
Gentleman's time has expired. Gentleman from Texas.
Chaffetz spent his last full day in Congress, not unlike a student on the last day of school. He presided over the House floor one last time as it debated a resolution on immigration, packed up his belongings, and bid goodbye to colleagues.
It's a mixed emotions. I voluntarily did this, but no regrets. I've had a great run. It's been an honor to serve, and a bit surreal that it's coming to an end.
Chaffetz was first elected to Congress in 2008 after serving as chief of staff to former Governor John Huntsman. The Republican from Alpine rose quickly through the ranks and became a leading conservative critic of the Obama administration. After being tapped to lead the powerful House Oversight Committee in 2014, Chaffetz led hard-charging investigations of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and left-leaning organizations like Planned Parenthood. Justin Harding is a longtime friend and the congressman's former chief of staff. He says while many people recognize the partisan caricature critics painted of Chaffetz, fewer know his pragmatic side.
Jason has an ability to look around corners, something that a lot of elected officials do not.
Chaffetz next plans to join Fox News as an on-air contributor. Being on TV will not only pay better, he says, but allow him to remain involved in politics.
It just allows me to continue to have a loud, amplified voice and be able to go out and talk to millions of people about issues I care about. But in addition to that, I'll do a variety of other things and have a better lifestyle than I have right now.
Chaffetz says what he'll miss most about Congress are his colleagues and the institution itself. As for the cot he notoriously slept on in his office all those years to save money, he says there's actually two of them. The original he plans to keep and bring back to Utah. The other he had planned to throw in the dumpster, but another member of Congress asked to take it. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.